This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. When kids are at high risk for addiction, a good public school system can be one of the most effective ways to prevent drug use. On the other hand, dysfunctional schools can make drug use by students more likely. And Espanola Public Schools teacher turnover and problems with the administration have created a lot of instability for students. But students at Espanola Valley High School say it's time to focus on what's good about their school. In this special report for KUNM, Ashley Ponce and Roman Navarro bring us the story.
Our school district has been in the news a lot lately, and not for good reasons.
Here are some of the headlines from just this school year. New Mexico Attorney General sues troubled school district.
AG's office raids Espanola schools.
Parents sue district in long-running coach drama.
School district gets a D on report card.
Espanola principal abruptly reassigned at scandal-ridden district.
And the list goes on.
And there's another thing that's been in the news a lot recently. New Mexico has the second highest teacher turnover rate in the country. Just this year at Espanola Valley High, we lost our Spanish teacher and our anatomy teacher, and we haven't gotten a new music teacher since he left last year. Pretty much every year, we get at least one new principal.
Us students have gotten kind of used to having teachers and principals leave, but it does make school harder for us and for our teachers.
Instability, I think by definition, sort of leaves you on shaky ground. You know, it leaves you not knowing what to expect next. And I think that's kind of where we're at. We're trying to maintain the semblance of order at our school so that we can do good things for students.
This is Mr. Senna. He teaches freshman English. We asked him what all the changes at the school mean for teachers and students.
Seniors, we've seen five different principals now. Can you imagine what it would be like to have one principal start and be able to actually see programs through? And teachers know every year what to expect so that they don't have to worry about those things and can worry instead about how do I make my class the best it can be.
The National Institute on Drug Abuse says problems in school are one of the biggest risks for things like drug use and gangs. Director Nora Valkoff says for a community like ours, where a lot of kids are at high risk for addiction, having a stable school is especially important.
Because if a child enters a school system and they don't do well, that's going to decrease their self-esteem, and decreases in self-esteem actually are one of the factors that may lead them then to go into gangs or to actually act up.
But if self-esteem is important for preventing problems with students, the media isn't helping.
Seeing our school portrayed in terms of problems all the time makes us feel like people have low expectations of us. And all the news about drug addiction in Espanola makes people assume we do drugs, even though other schools in Los Alamos and Santa Fe have issues with drugs too.
Our new principal, Mr. Archuleta, started in October. He says all the bad media coverage is a problem for teachers and students, just like any of the other issues the school faces.
There is a lot of negative, but there's a lot of positive, and I think that the media doesn't do a good job of providing that information out to the public or to the communities or to the city, so it affects the students.
We asked some of our friends what they think.
Steven Gallegos.
Do you think our school has a bad reputation?
Definitely.
Do you think it's true?
Not really. I think that it's honestly just like any other school.
Angel Gonzalez.
What has your experience at school been like?
It's been like any normal school, I would imagine. I feel normal pretty much in this school.
Okay. What do you think this our bad reputation means to students?
Well, it affects the students by going out in public and seeing other people, knowing that we come to Espanola Valley High, saying, oh, yeah, your school's have a bad reputation, but you're a bad kid.
Say your full name.
Aaliyah Trujillo.
Do you think our school has a bad reputation?
Yes.
Do you think it's true?
Not really, because I think a lot of the kids here, they try, given what they have, and I think that should be worth something.
Even though there are problems here, we think our school is a good place to be. There are some really great teachers here and a lot of talented students.
If we're going to change the narrative about our school, a good place to start would be to create more art and music programs. Lots of students here are really good at those things. Our new principal, Mr. Archuleta, says he wants to do that.
We just hope he's around long enough to follow through on his plans. For KUNM, I'm Ashley Ponce.
And I'm Roman Navarro.
Students Angel Gonzalez, Aaliyah Trujillo, and Stephen Borrego also contributed to this report. The story is part of our series Enduring Addiction, produced with help from the USC Annenberg School of Journalism's National Health Journalism Fellowship. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the McCune Charitable Foundation.